Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Bob Crosby and his orchestra from 1937, South Rampart Street Parade. That's a lively number to get us going this morning. And it was a big hit for the orchestra way back in 1937. And it was also written by some of the members of the orchestra, notably bassist Bob Haggart and drummer Ray Baduc. They start this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we've got a nice mixture of music for you this morning. We have some larger orchestras, like you've just heard, smaller groups, and some fine singers, and sometimes we mix them up together. And we're right across our time period, late 1920s through to the early 60s. So we've got about 35 years of music to pick from, and I hope you enjoy the selection this morning. Well, our next number is from 1935. It's brought to you by a group called Adrian Rollini and his Tap Room Gang. Adrian Rollini, a very versatile musician, played vibraphone, and he also was a great exponent, is that the word, of the bass sax. We're going to hear him with his friends, Wingy Minone on trumpet, Joe Marsala on clarinet, Putney Dandridge on piano, Carmen Mastron on guitar, and Sid Weiss on bass. And Rollini, Adrian himself, will be playing bass sax on this one. And the number was written by trumpeter Wingy Minone, and it's called Bouncing in Rhythm. Then we'll go forward to 1962 to a bit of a change of mood and tempo. And we'll listen to the lovely voice of Doris Day and the wonderful piano of André Previn. A selection from an album they made together in that year, 1962, written by André Previn himself, called Daydreaming. And Doris, I think you'll agree, does a beautiful job with the words. And back again to the 1930s for our third number in the set, a band that was very popular at the time, Artie Shaw and his New Music. I believe this was his second big band, and some very fine talent. And they're going to bring us a number written by Cole Porter. It was introduced in the film of the same name by Nelson Eddy. The song is called Rosalie, and the words will be brought to us by band member Tony Pastor. Three more songs, and we will listen to Adrian Rollini and his Taproom Gang and Bouncing in Rhythm.
Thank you. it's true, I'm blue. My heart is with the sun. Dawn comes through, I glow. Although I know that lovers I've had none. Daydreaming, just sigh and stay dreaming, daydreaming, maybe small, but it's all I've known.
Thank you.
Artie Shaw with his new music and Cole Porter's Rosalie with the lyrics brought to you by Tony Pasta. And you know, I always think that particular recording is a very fine example of the Shaw style. That lovely clarinet and those very tight rhythmic arrangements. So it's almost a blend of the lyrical and the driven, if I can call it that, the driving rhythm. Anyway, Artie Shaw does a wonderful job on that one. Before that, another wonderful job, Doris Day and André Previn and Daydreaming from 1962. And we started off with the bass sax of Adrian Rollini along with his Taproom Gang, featuring the trumpet of Wingy Minone and a song written by Wingy Minone called Bouncin' in Rhythm from 1935. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're going to go back to the 1920s and 30s for our next set of songs. And we're also going to go to the UK for two of them. And we'll start in 1927 to a band that was really getting underway at the time. One of the great British dance bands led by Jack Hilton. And Jack was a very fine dance band leader. And also, they could do the jazz as well, the hot jazz. They're always a fun band to listen to. And this particular song I really like done by them is such a cheerful song, and they do a wonderful job on it. Milton Ager and Jack Yellen wrote the song, and it's called Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling? And then we'll go forward to 1931 to Jack Payne, who at that time was leading the BBC Dance Orchestra. They're going to bring us a number that you probably will recognize, Love Letters in the Sand. And this was recorded, actually, on December the 4th, 1931. A special little extra, Jack Payne himself will be providing the lyrics on this one. And back to the U.S. for our third number, and that is 1934. One of the leading stars in the Fox musical lineup was Alice Faye. Started out as a chorus girl and then rocketed to fame as one of the leading ladies. She's just starting out at this point in 1934, and she's going to bring us a delightful number written by Richard Whiting and Sidney Clare called Here's the Key to My Heart. And we'll start, here's Jack Hilton with Ain't That a Grand and Glorious Feeling. Thank you.
like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laughed when I cried each time I saw the tide take our love letters in the sand. You made a vow that you would always be true, but somehow that vow meant nothing to you. Now my poor heart just aches with every wave that breaks over love letters in the sand.
Forget my address, you may forget my phone, but don't forget the most important thing of all. Dear, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. And bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to knock if you've got the key. That knocking at my door. Hey, young fella, what's all this knocking for?
Open the door and you'll find out.
Is it Joe?
No, it ain't Joe.
Is it Mickey?
What do you mean, Mickey?
Can't be Bill.
Barnacle Bill don't knock here no more.
Well, I suppose I won't know if I don't look and see. Watch out below, here comes the key. Gentlemen, gentlemen, what's all this noise? This is very indiscreet.
We're the officers and men
of the United States Fleet.
Key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Come on up and drink a loving cup, but don't abuse it. Step right into my heart, it's so roomy, gloomy. Come and bring a little song of spring and sing it to me. There's a million hugs and kisses wasting away on the shelf. What an opportunity this is. Come on, mister, and help yourself. Oh, here's the key to my heart, but don't lose it, use it. Turn the lock, you never have to know. knock if you've got the key. Got the key. Here's the key to my heart.
We just heard from Alice Faye, one of the many songs that she sang in the movies back in the 1930s. Here's the key to my heart. And that particular one was recorded in 1934, and Freddie Martin led the orchestra. Love Letters in the Sand, before that from 1931, Jack Payne and the BBC Dance Orchestra. And we started out with Jack Hilton and his orchestra with a song written by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen, recorded in 1927. Ain't that a grand and glorious feeling? And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before. We are coming to you from the University of Ottawa, CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're enjoying some music from days gone by, as we do every Sunday morning at this time. Well, we're going to move on to another very famous band leader, and that is the great Duke Ellington. We'll hear him from 1941 with a song written by U.B. Blake and Charles Lawlor called The Sidewalks of New York. And following the Duke Ellington Orchestra, we will go to 1949. To a lovely jazz singer by the name of Billie Holiday. She has been featured on the show so many times. We often hear her from her Brunswick days with Teddy Wilson. Also, we're going to hear her from her Decca days. And that was the late 40s, early 50s. And she's singing on this one with orchestra conducted by Gordon Jenkins. He also arranged this particular tune for Billie Holiday and the orchestra. And it is called Please Tell Me Now. And it was written by Arnold Clausen and Toussaint Pope. It was recorded, as I mentioned, in 1949. And following Billy, we will go back 11 years to 1938. Now, you may remember that we started out with the Bob Crosby Orchestra, and we're going to hear again from some of the members of that orchestra. There was a group carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra called the Bobcats, and it was one of the finest of the small groups around in the 30s and 40s. And we're going to go even smaller and listen to a group called Four of the Bobcats. And it features Bob Zirk on piano, Eddie Miller on tenor sax, Bob Haggart on bass, and Ray Baduc on drums. The song is written by Bob Zirk, and it's called Call Me a Taxi. And that'll be from Four of the Bobcats. And we'll start with Duke Ellington, The Sidewalks of New York.
tell me now how much you care before we say good night, my dear. You've never said that you'll be mine. Why keep me waiting? Please tell me now day. I'm wondering, do you really care? Must I go on wondering about this love affair? My heart will cry. And that's no lie. Don't keep me waiting. Please tell me now. Day and night I'm wondering, must I go on wondering about this love affair? My heart will cry, and that's no lie. Don't keep me waiting. Please tell me
thank you.
the Bobcats, including Bob Zirk on piano, who also wrote the piece called Call Me a Taxi. Eddie Miller, fine tenor sax. Bob Zirk, piano, as I mentioned. Bob Haggart on bass. And the very fine drummer, Ray Baduc. And that was recorded in 1938. And, of course, the Bobcats were carved out of the Bob Crosby Orchestra. And that is an even smaller version of the Bobcats. Before that, we heard a nice song from Billie Holiday, a delightful song from 1949, Please Tell Me Now. And she was joined on that one by Gordon Jenkins, who arranged the piece and conducted the orchestra. And we started out with Duke Ellington from 1941 with The Sidewalks of New York.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
Well, you've been listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, and we do have some more music for you this morning. And we're going to go now to 1953, to one of the nicest musicians, conductors, composers around at the time, and that is Robert Farnon, one of our native sons. Started out in Canada, but made his career home in the UK after World War II, where he became particularly noted and respected for his work on light classical music, as well as arranging the music of other composers, and often accompanying some of the notable vocalists around at the time, such as Lena Horne and Frank Sinatra. He also made a number of songbook albums featuring the music of other composers, and we're going to hear one of those this morning, or a piece from one of those albums. And this is the Hoagy Carmichael Suite that he recorded in 1953. It's a lovely version of a lovely tune written by Hoagy Carmichael and Stuart Gorrell, and it's called Georgia on My Mind. And Robert Farnon not only arranged the piece, but of course conducted the orchestra. Then we go to 1947 to a lovely voice of Beryl Davis. She had done the opposite to Robert Farnon. She had started out in the UK and ended up in North America, this time in the US. She came over to North America in 1945-46, following the war. She's performing in Britain during the wartime, and she met Glenn Miller and worked with his band for a while. She ended up coming over to the US, where she made her career home. And we'll hear her from, she's starting out on that part of her career with a song written by Ray Noble called The Touch of Your Lips. And joining her in the studio that day was Russ Case and his orchestra. And following Beryl Davis, we'll hear another lovely voice, this time in a duet form. The song is called You Can Do No Wrong. It was written by Cole Porter. And in 1947, Marion Morgan recorded it with the orchestra of Harry James, with whom she was working at the time. It's a very nice combination. And on this particular one, she's joined, as I said, in a duet format with singer Vinnie DeCampo. And the song again, You Can Do No Wrong. And we'll listen now to Robert Farnon and Hoagy Carmichael's Georgia on My Mind.
Thank you. touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to be the touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now at last, the moment divine, the touch of your lips on mine, the touch of your lips upon my brow, your lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in their soft caress. My heart forgets to be the touch of your hands upon my head, the love in your eyes a shine. And now
of them all, you're the star. When you gaze in my direction, life is caviar.
I can barely wait till you
then on, sweet angel, I shall worship you my life long.
For you can do no
wrong.
Harry James with Marion Morgan and Vinnie DeCampo, You Can Do No Wrong from 1947. And before that we heard Beryl Davis with The Touch of Your Lips, also from 1947. And we started out with Robert Farnon's lovely arrangement of Georgia on My Mind. So, lovely song written by Hoagy Carmichael. Well, we are approaching the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, and please stay with us because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and he's got some lovely jazz for you just coming up. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from days gone by. Well, we've got one more for you this morning, and we're going to go to 1939, and a very fine band led by Erskine Hawkins, and they're playing his own composition on this one. It's been recorded by many bands, but I think this is a particularly fine one. And we will hear Erskine Hawkins and his orchestra and Tuxedo Junction. Thank you.